Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913-1914, page 172. Here is the extracted text from the image. A. No, sir. Q. With J.M. Gant, the man who was bookkeeper and was turned off there? A. No, sir. I never told him any such thing. Q. No such thing ever happened? A. No, sir. Mr. Arnold, before the examination progresses any further, I want to move to rule out the witness said there wasn't any truth in it, but I want to move to rule out the questions and answers in relation to what he said Frank proposed to do to him right now. I think it is grossly improper and grossly immaterial. The witness says there is no truth in it, but I move to rule it out. Mr. Dorsey, we are entitled to show the relations existing between this witness and the defendant. Your Honor. Mr. Arnold, we move to rule out as immaterial, illegal, and grossly prejudicial, and as grossly improper, and the gentleman knows it, or ought to know it, the testimony that I have called Your Honor's attention to. The court. Well, what do you say to that, Mr. Dorsey? How is this relevant at all over objection? Mr. Dorsey, we are entitled to show the connection, the association, the friendship or lack of friendship, the prejudice, bias, or lack of prejudice and bias, of the witness, Your Honor. You permitted them, with Conley, to go into all kinds of proposals to test his memory and to test his disposition to tell the truth, etc. Now, I want to lay the foundation for the impeachment of this witness by this man, Gant, to whom he did make these complaints. The court. Well, I rule it all out. Mr. Arnold, it is the most unfair thing I have ever heard of. To try to inject in here in this illegal way, this kind of evidence, any man ought to know that it is illegal. It has no probative value and has been brought in here by this miserable Negro, and I don't think any sane man on earth could believe it. It is vile slander and fabrication to sit here and hear things like this suggested, things that Your Honor and